There is good news today. Good news that saves those who firmly believe it. Wonderful news that Christ has died for our sins. He was buried and He was raised from the dead on the third day.
These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
Telling of His love. Make a joyful noise, let all the earth sing praises. We will lift our voice in every nation, telling of His love. Make a joyful noise, let all the earth sing praises to the One seated on high, raising our voice with a shout. Shout it out, He's alive. He's alive, yeah. He's alive, He's alive. Declare His glory. He's risen in victory. He's alive. He's alive, yeah. Here to declare His glory, His power and majesty. Our God is alive. He's alive. Here to declare His glory. He's risen in victory. Oh, He's alive. We will lift our voice in every nation, telling of His love. Make a joyful noise, let all the earth sing praises. We will lift our voice, telling of His love. Make a joyful noise, let all the earth sing praises. Seated on high, raising our voice with a shout. Shout it out, He's alive. He's alive, yeah. Come on and shout it out, He's alive. Shout it out. He's alive.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful message of the resurrection. Where would we be today without it? We would be the most hopeless of creatures. We were separated from you by our own rebellion. But nothing would keep you from reaching out, from coming down to earth. from taking on our flesh, from carrying our sin to the cross.
Now we are found by a love that is stronger.
Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin." God's people knew it well. Throughout their history, sacrifices had been made to remind them of the cost of disobedience. And when Jesus came, his purpose from the beginning was to give his life to shed his blood in our place.
On the night before Jesus' crucifixion, Matthew says, "He took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'"
The plan, the scripture says, had been in place since the foundation of the world, unfolded step by step. On the cross, he became God's perfect, sinless lamb. With his own blood, he paid the price of our sin to redeem each of us.
Thank you.
At least three times the word tells how Jesus told his closest followers that he would be delivered to the religious leaders of the day, how he would be condemned to death, how he would be handed over to the Romans, how he would be mocked and then beaten and then killed. Yet always with the prediction of his death, he told them that he would rise again on the third day.
Now the crucifixion was over. The Savior's body had been buried. His heartbroken followers were in hiding. And the Roman guard had been posted at the tomb. Everything looked hopeless. It was time for the third day to dawn.
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day, just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus had breathed his last? Could it be that the Father had forsaken him, turned his back on his Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget him, he's dead. And the Father looked down at his Son and said,
arise, my love, arise, my love.
The grave no longer has a hold on you. No more death stings, no more suffering. Arise, arise,
my love.
The earth trembled and the tomb began to shake. And like lightning from heaven, the stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the gods, they all stood there in fright, as the power of love displayed its might.
And suddenly a melody wings of wind, it was everywhere.
The words our creation had been longing to hear,
the sweet sound of victory, so loud
and clear.
Where are your shackles?
Where is your sting?
Has been defeated. The grave could not hold the king.
great Savior, we would be forever separated from God without the cross. We would be destined for eternal death without the empty tomb. What an incredible gift you have given to us.
Aren't you thankful today for a God who loves, for one who was willing to empty himself of his glory, to humble himself and become obedient, even to death on a cross? And the amazing thing is, he did it all for us. So unworthy, so rebellious, so full of deceit and doubt and shame. Even today, his grace pursues us and his mercy calls us. Like the father of the prodigal son, he longs for us to come.
You think so much of me. You take delight in me. You paid the price for me. Then you adopted me. I'm not an orphan anymore. I'm
There are plenty of times when life is hard, even for believers. Trouble and heartache are part of living. Jesus didn't promise that this world would be free of pain. In fact, he said, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world."
He also said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
And he promised, "My Father's house has plenty of room. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am."
This one.
The good news today is that the sacrifice has been made to redeem us. Jesus has risen, and death no longer has the power to hurt those who trust in Him.
Our Savior has gone ahead to prepare a place for us to be with Him always. While we remain here, He has sent His Spirit to empower us to live for Him.
He's promised to come back to us.
And one day we will be there when every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord.
And we will join those who cry out, "Worthy is He who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise."
Come on and shout it out.
He's alive.
He's alive.